This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government relocates flood-affected squatter families from Kirtipur Holding Centre. Parliamentary committee invites complaints against election commission nominees. Home Ministry introduces disaster hotline amid heavy rain warning. And U.S. launches new strikes on Iran as the Strait of Hormuz tensions escalate. Now the news in detail. The government has relocated 56 families from a holding center at Radhaswami Satsang in Kirtipur after floodwaters inundated the facility late Friday night. According to the high-powered Bagmati Civilization Integrated Development Committee, the families were safely shifted to government training centers in Kharipati and Bode, where hostel accommodation has been arranged. The government has announced a one-time relief payment of Rs. 25,000 for each displaced household to help cover relocation cost and rental housing. Officials said some families have already received the assistance while the remaining applications are being processed. Authorities are also helping residents resolve citizenship and other documentation issues required to receive support. The affected families had been staying at the Kirtipur Holding Centre since the demolition of informal settlements along the Bagmati River corridor around 2.5 months ago. Meanwhile, the Land Problems Resolution Commission has begun the process of providing land to eligible landless Dalits and landless squatters and managing unorganized settlers displaced from the riverbanks in the Kathmandu Valley. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has invited complaints and feedback on three nominees recommended for appointment to the Election Commission. The public has been given 10 days to submit complaints in Nepali or English against Man Bahadur Karki, nominated as Chief Election Commissioner, and Dr. Rajiv Subba and Guru Prasad Wagle, nominated as election commissioners. The recommendations were made by the Constitutional Council on July 3rd, and the appointments will take effect only after a parliamentary hearing and approval. Meanwhile, Election Commissioner Dr. Janaki Kumari Tuladhar has assumed the role of Acting Chief Election Commissioner following the retirement of Ram Prasad Bhandari on July 7 after reaching the constitutional age limit. The 5-member Election Commission is currently functioning with only 2 office bearers until the new appointments are endorsed. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has urged farmers and the public to immediately report black marketing, artificial shortages and price manipulation of agricultural inputs through the ministry's hotline. During a field inspection and interaction with farmers, the minister assessed the availability of fertilizers, seeds, pesticides and other farm inputs for the ongoing paddy planting season. She directed officials to promptly address farmers' concerns and resolve reported problems. Minister Chaudhary said the government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against activities that harm farmers' interest and pledged strict action against those involved in irregularities. She also reaffirmed the ministry's commitment to ensuring the timely supply of the agricultural inputs to boost production and support farmers. Likewise, speaking at a separate program in Khairahani Chitwan, the minister said the government is working to ensure a smooth and timely supply of chemical fertilizers to farmers, acknowledging that technical issues had affected timely distribution in some areas, but said a new consignment will begin arriving soon. The Ministry of Infrastructure Development has revoked the construction licenses of 44 firms and companies for failing to renew their licenses within the required deadline. According to the Ministry's Construction Entrepreneurship Promotion Unit, the licenses were automatically cancelled under the Construction Business Act after the firms failed to complete the renewal process by the prescribed deadline in the 2082-83 fiscal year. The ministry said the decision to revoke the licenses was approved at the secretary level. 3 people lost their lives and 12 others sustained injuries when a jeep veered off the road and met with an accident in Bajang district yesterday. According to the police, the jeep was travelling from Kadachaur in Kedarsiung rural municipality to Chuhawan in Durgathali rural municipality when it crashed around 4 p.m. Police identified the deceased at Chakrabahadur Mahat of Durgathali Rural Municipality 6, Bimala Mahat Dhami of Kedarsiung Rural Municipality 7, and Kela Devi Mahat, also known as Kuturi of Durgathali Rural Municipality 6. All three died at the scene. Police said around 15 people were travelling in the jeep at the time of the accident. Rescue efforts were complicated by adverse weather, which prevented a Nepali army helicopter from landing at the accident site. Authorities later dispatched several ambulances from Chainpur to transport the injured. The district administration office and the security agencies are continuing rescue and relief operations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States says it has carried out a third round of military strikes on Iran this week after accusing Iranian forces of attacking a Cyprus-flagged commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command said the ship sustained significant damage and one civilian crew member is missing. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it has temporarily closed the Strait of Hormuz, claiming the vessel had deviated from an approved route and ignored repeated warnings. Iranian state media also reported explosions in several other port cities following the latest U.S. strikes. The escalation follows a series of attacks on commercial shipping earlier this week, which triggered retaliatory military action by both sides. The developments have further heightened tensions in the Gulf and raised concern over the security of one of the world's busiest maritime trade routes. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region and at many places in the hilly region. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in Madhya province and the Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Madhya province and the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the western section of the monsoon trough is positioned slightly north of its average location, while its eastern section lies close to the Tarai region of Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has launched a nationwide disaster hotline 1234 to provide faster and more effective reporting of disasters, complaints, information and rescue requests across all 77 districts. The ministry said the new toll-free number replaces the previous hotline 1149. Calls made from Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur will be handled by the National Emergency Operations Center in Singhadarbar, while calls from the remaining 74 districts will be automatically routed to the respective district emergency operations centers. The ministry has urged the public to follow official disaster advisories and use the new hotline whenever emergency assistance or disaster-related information is needed. Likewise, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to remain alert as heavy to very heavy rainfall is forecast for today and tomorrow. The authority has advised residents in vulnerable areas to take necessary precautions as intense rainfall may increase the risk of flood, landslides and other monsoon-related disasters. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government relocates flood-affected squatter families from Kirtipur Holding Centre. Parliamentary Committee invites complaints against Election Commission nominees. Home Ministry introduces disaster hotline amid heavy rain warning. And US launches new strikes on Iran as the Strait of Hormuz tensions escalate. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.